Meeting will please come to order. This is a regular meeting of the House Labor and Commerce Committee. Time is 1:30, April 24th, 1985. Members present, Representative Navarre, Representative Boucher, Representative Collins, Representative Pearson, Representative Hanley. First item we'll take up will be House Bill 318, an act relating to the rights of injured state employees, and the sponsor of the bill, Representative Mike Szymanski, is here. We'll take testimony from him first. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. I'm Representative Mike Szymanski, District 7, South Anchorage. The legislation before you was basically brought to my attention by many people who have been dealing with the whole area of employment and reemployment of injured workers. And I'm not an expert by any means in this area, and your committee is probably one of the more foremost experts in this area, Representative Collins, who I've discussed the legislation with, and he probably explained some of the intimate details of the physical operations more than I can. But I've advanced the legislation because I think that what's a good policy predominantly in the private sector is probably a good policy for the public sector, particularly in this case, as it relates to the employment or reemployment of injured state workers who are currently, I think, inadequately protected with regard to their rights to obtain reemployment. I had a constituent involved in an injury where he eventually went through rehabilitation and has had a very difficult time obtaining reemployment back with the state. And to my surprise, I found that there was not the adequate protection in the statutes to ensure that workers, in his case, are given every opportunity to be reemployed. I guess I'm the bottom line or philosophy associated with the bill is the fact that when you invest a lot of training and time to an individual, no matter it's a private sector or even public sector, we should make every effort available to bring their expertise back into the company or back into the state and tap it and not use potentially excuses or burdensome requirements associated with the job that probably are not completely relevant to the job that's being performed. And I see the bill as being a fundamental principle of fairness, and I appreciate the hard work that the department has done. You're going to be hearing from, I believe, the Director of Personnel and others today that have looked at this issue and crafted what we hope to be a vehicle to accomplish the goal. It requires that the State Director of Personnel to prepare and maintain detailed position descriptions of each position in the classified and partially exempt service areas. It requires that state agencies give employment preference to injured state workers returning to workforce, preferably in the same capacity. It establishes a clear guideline for refusing to rehire or continue employment of a former employee if the employment would impose an undue hardship on the operation agency's program. And with that, I don't want to tie up the committee completely with my testimony. I'd rather get into some of the more expert witnesses, but I'd be willing to answer any questions at this time or maybe come back before the committee later.
Thank you, Representative Szymanski. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have to go to a Finance Committee meeting. We've got a few small bills up there which we need to move out today. And with that, I'll leave my staff member, Mark Higgins, behind to potentially answer any questions from the technical side of my in the drafting. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Szymanski. Next witness will be Jerry Elliott, Division of Labor. Frank Ray. Yeah. Next witness will be Frank Ray.
Thank you. First of all, my name is Frank Ray. Am I going on the microphone?
Yeah.
I'm the Director of Personnel, and I would like to say that we were pleased to see this kind of humanitarian bill put forth. And Representative Szymanski has allowed us to work closely with him and his staff in overcoming some of the technical problems of the bill. There are, however, a few left, I believe, that I would like to talk. I would like to speak to. And would offer several amendments, which I'll I'd like to go over and pass out here, if I may, for the teleconference.
Okay, is this, is